I'm Terry Saka,
and this is Rigged Against You. China has just banned a very, very key ingredient to weapons here in the United States and the West. This is a really big deal because, unfortunately, since we went to globalism, most of what we need in the United States is actually coming from other countries. And if we remember our history, this is how Rome fell. This is how great empires go down. We put all of our production and resources outside the country. Rome sent all their food production outside the system. And then, of course, when the pressure came, they couldn't get the food. And boom, there goes the collapse of Rome. Everything from our pharmaceuticals to chemicals to rare earth minerals, which are 96% controlled by China. So much comes from people that are now considered to be close to be anyway, our enemy. And China is leading the BRICS, the Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and they are forming. And so let me set this in motion here, context, to kind of give you an idea where this is going. This is unbelievable, really, because this is how it's going to start. If we take this to the next level, if China pushes to Taiwan and tries to take it, and we push further into Russia, and this goes into full-blown world war, there's a reason why the Senate and the House are now drafting legislation to now open the draft. Can you believe it? 18 to 26-year-old males, you now will be forced to sign up to selective services for a draft. And I believe it was the Senate, which is actually, I won't get into their names, but there's two senators that put it in the Senate version where they were going to draft women. So if you don't like that, I think the state of Montana, you better call John Tester and tell him, what are you doing? In the state of Washington, you better contact your senator because they put it in the draft to even draft our women, which that's just unacceptable, of course. They're preparing for something. And what is it? I truly believe it's the ultimate challenge to United States hegemony, the reserve currency of the dollar, and the way the Western life is functioning. We've got to be very, very cautious here because time is getting short. But take a look at this. The bank's panicking is setting in, of course. And Russia's central bank sets the Chinese yuan to become Russia's main currency. Now, this is a big deal because the main currency, of course, was always the dollar. All of these countries in the East were using the dollar to do financial transactions. They would send in their currency, they would swap them for dollars, and they would do the trade in dollars. And of course, SWIFT, which is the interbank money system and how countries transferred money, was all controlled by the United States. Well, now, and then of course, the petrodollar, right? The petrodollar was how we were able to have the reserve currency status. And I know there's people out there, I know there are power elite hacks who are trying to tell you the petrodollar is no big deal, it's here to stay. That's flat out dishonest and it's just disingenuous. It's a lie. The petrodollar was how we maintained a reserve currency. No one was allowed to use any other currency besides the dollar, no matter what people say. It is over. They are no longer doing it, and countries are now buying energy without the dollar at a time we have trillions upon trillions in the float. And this is why we have to be concerned not just about future inflation, but hyperinflation. So this is kind of where it's going. The banking system, they know the system's in trouble. If we raise interest rates, the banks collapse. If we lower, we accelerate inflation. The East knows this. And they know that the global banking system is in deep trouble. And I've talked a lot about it. Wait till we do the program on the great taking of what's going on and the laws and rules and bankruptcy. You'll understand why having gold and silver outside the system is paramount. But they're planning in the East. They're already, Russia and China are in wartime economy. So you see, we're really deceived here in the United States right now. But I believe no matter what happens in this election, we are going full blown. This is it. It's over. If you know, we don't see the election go the right way, this country is going into a major world conflict. They're preparing for it. So what are they trying to prepare for is the question. But here it is. Well, let me do this a little bigger because a lot of words there. The Chinese yuan will become Russia's main currency. And the Russian central bank, the yuan ruble exchange rate, will now set the trajectory for all other currency pairs, including the euro and dollar. The bank's statement said, meanwhile, in many Russian banks, there are no dollars available for purchase. Russian media report that people line up by banks and ATMs to withdraw cash, rubles included, and the UK have joined yesterday's US sanctions on Russia's stock exchange. Now, this is setting up what I'm getting at as far as the weapons go, because where we've gone into is the stuff called cotton. It's called gun cotton, which is what is needed for gunpowder. And there's actually chatter out there that there will be a massive ammunition shortage. So be very cautious if you don't have enough ammunition for whatever guns you may have. You may want to make sure you have it. Russia, or not Russia, but China controls a vast majority of the cotton, the gunpowder cotton. It comes out of China. They now placed a ban on sending this cotton over to the United States. Now, they're still sending it to Germany, which Germany could send it to us, but I have a feeling if any country is caught sending this cotton to the United States, they're going to get cut off by China. So Europe's in a tough situation because they still need China, and they're getting put in the middle between China and the United States. But this gun cotton is so important for gunpowder. We just can't survive without it. And unfortunately, it comes from China. So it's not just pharmaceuticals and our toys and our gadgets. Very critical national security materials come from China, and they're standing up for Russia. It's getting ugly because they know the system's going down. And for many who still think, oh, BRICS, you know, they're a long way away. They're just not going to pull it off. I mean, plenty of time. This is ridiculous. I showed this in my last podcast, but take a look at this one. Nations joining the BRICS will control all the key sea lanes. We've talked about that. They control land. They control all the ports and the sea. They're giving them the power to block the U.S. sea lanes, just like the Yemeni military has shut down the Red Sea to the Western ship traffic. But more importantly, look at the BRICS overtaking the G7 and global GDP. It wasn't a big deal just 14 years ago. But if you look on the right here, the red, that is the BRIC nations. They are dominating the G7 when it comes to global GDP. So not only do they control the shipping lanes, they have roads, they have rails, they control, China controls the ports. China was even trying to buy the Long Beach port. I mean, the world is selling out. They are in control. So what you're seeing with the dominance in the Red Sea over the Israeli conflict can be done all through the shipping lanes if we end up going into a war. Now, I know the United States still has the most powerful and sophisticated military. But sometimes I'm a little concerned because that sophisticated military sometimes is a little too much and way too expensive for what we're dealing with here. But they're not happy about it. The Chinese are breathing fire at the G7 leaders for the Russia warning, because G7 leaders were telling them, you better stop supporting Russia. Well, that's not happening. So not only are they supporting Russia with many things as far as materials, they're telling the West to take a hike. Here's a great example of it right here. The European Defense Group warns over reliance on the Chinese cotton used in gunpowder. Western countries' push to strengthen Ukraine's military has sent demand for ammunition soaring. And here's what's breaking. China has placed a ban on gun cotton. They are the largest producer, and the United States is the largest importer. Ammunition shortages are coming. So not only is China supporting Russia, they're now withholding key minerals and ingredients for the United States to build up its arsenal. We've already blown off a tremendous amount of our arsenal given to Ukraine. And now we're trying to rebuild. So not only do we not have enough for Ukraine, we don't even have enough for us. Now the Chinese are stopping this from happening. Well, why are they doing that? Well, it comes down to this. Russia blames the United States for a barbaric Ukrainian attack on Crimea. This just happened recently. Crimea is the island that really belongs to Russia. It has since going back to Catherine the Great. The Kremlin vowed retaliation Monday over the deadly strike on the Russia-occupied peninsula. We are literally allowing Ukraine to shoot missiles at innocent people. They killed a lot of people on the beach and injured like 150 people, innocent people. The Ukrainians are actually killing innocent non-military targets. And now they're shooting inside Russian territory. And this is not sitting well with China. China finds this absolutely unacceptable. Look at that region right there. That land bridge is everything. That land bridge takes Crimea over to the mainland. And my guess is we're going to try our best to use our weapons to blow up that land bridge. They already tried it once. But China is deciding enough's enough. They are putting a ban on allowing the United States and the West to continue to build up their arsenal. They are supporting Russia 100%. This is a really big deal because it's just the beginning steps. If you notice how all great wars have started, this is walking right into the next step, next phase, I guess you could say, right? So until next time, God bless each and every one of you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.